Graduating from Pinsk High School, Chaim Weizmann was at first not certain where to continue his studies. If he chose a Russian university, such as the one at Kiev, he would be harried by all the petty regulations and restrictions which the Tsarist regime made against the Jews. It seemed better to him to look to the West where thousands of Russian Jewish students had already moved in a sort of educational stampede. A friend of the family had a son attending a Jewish boarding school in the village of Funkstadt, near Darmstadt in Germany. Learning that there was a vacancy on the staff for a Jewish teacher of Hebrew and Russian, he recommended Weizmann, who was offered the position.
Thank you. So you're from Russia, Weizmann?
Yes.
Have you been to Funkstadt before?
No, never. This is my first visit.
Your first visit to Germany as a whole?
Yes.
Well, no doubt your mind is very different.
So far, I've seen very little of it. Do you mind if I ask you a question?
Oh, no. Ask me anything you like, Weizmann. I shall be only too pleased to help, if I can.
Well, you see, as I'm a stranger in your country, I don't know without giving the correct information at the post office.
Oh?
I sent a telegram home to say that I'd arrived safely.
Well?
I paid the money for it, and then I waited for the receipt.
A receipt?
Yes, for the money. But I didn't get one.
Of course not. No, Weizmann.
That's amazing. Truly amazing. No one would ever dream of giving money to a government official in Russia without getting a receipt for it.
Indeed. But you can take it from me, Weizmann, that in Germany, government officials can be trusted with small change.
You must forgive my ignorance.
Is there anything else you would like to know?
Well, yes, there is.
What?
What's this place like?
Excellent in every way except one.
And what is that?
A rather important feature, unfortunately. The food.
The food?
Yes, it's terrible, but please don't ever tell anyone else.
Yes, yes, my boy. Stay me later. I'm in a hurry now.
Ah, doctor, this is Sebastian.
Ah, yes.
Dr. Bernes, our head master.
I'm honored, Herr Doctor.
All right, you may leave us now.
Very good, Doctor.
I trust you had a good journey, Herr Weizmann.
Yes, thank you, Herr Doctor.
Splendid. Well, now your position is as we agreed by letter. You will be junior teacher of Russian and Hebrew.
Yes, sir, Doctor.
And we shall give you a board and lodging and 300 marks a year in return for 2 hours of tuition a day, which I think you will agree is very generous on our part.
Yes, sir, Doctor.
Quite. I must remind you, Herr Weizmann, that we are very rigid in our orthodoxy here at Funkstadt. There are no classes on the Sabbath. No writing whatsoever must be done on that day. Prayers are said 3 times a day. Morning, afternoon, and evening.
I understand.
Naturally, our school is strictly kosher. And we have in constant attendance a mashgiach to supervise all the food, which is, if I may add, of excellent quality. Nothing extravagant, you understand?
Oh, yes.
My assistant will give you a timetable later, but I can tell you that your Russian and Hebrew classes will take place daily from 4:30 till 6:30. Is that clear?
Perfectly, Herr Doctor.
Good. Now, I understand that you intend to study yourself during the earlier part of the day at the university at Darmstadt.
That is my intention, Herr Doctor.
Do you think you will be able to manage both?
I must, Herr Doctor.
Must?
I shall need all the money which I can earn here, for I can rely on only very limited means from home.
So it is as I thought. I have some details here which will help you there.
Thank you.
Darmstadt is less than an hour by train from here, so if you want to get to the university in time, you will have to get up at 5 each morning. You'll then be able to catch a train that will take you to Darmstadt at 6:30. The university doesn't open till 7:30, but the next train, unfortunately, would be too late.
I see.
Then there is an admirable train in the afternoon, which will bring you back here in time for lessons at 4:30. I think you will enjoy your classes here. I hope so. Anyway, our boys will be glad to be taught Russian by a native of that country. You are a Russian nationality, of course.
I am a Russian Jew, Herr Doctor.
What? What did you say, Herr Weizmann? Russian Jew?
Yes. I really don't see why it should cause amusement.
Don't you? Oh, my dear Herr Weizmann, what a way to describe yourself. Why, I've never heard of such a thing. A German? Yes. A Russian? Yes. Judaism? Yes. But a Russian Jew? Oh, no, that's the height of absurdity.
I'm afraid I cannot agree with you, Herr Doctor.
But you must. You are not in Russia now. This is Germany. We are a civilized and cultured country. No offense meant. You must just learn to see things differently.
Then how would you describe yourself, Herr Doctor?
Myself? Well, that's perfectly simple. I'm a German. A German of the Mosaic persuasion.
And Judaism? What does that mean to you?
Again, a simple matter. I take my Judaism to mean that in all respects, save that of a religious ritual, I'm as German in culture, background, and personality as any true Prussian.
I must admit, Herr Doctor, all this is very confusing for me. You see, things are so very different in Russia.
No doubt, no doubt, but then circumstances are so very different.
Even so, we have a culture, and a high one. We have a standing in our own eyes.
Even in the face of such active anti-Semitism?
Perhaps because of it. Still, Germany is not without anti-Semitism. Oh, so I've heard.
True. In fact, I often have occasion to lecture upon the subject. But in Germany, it is something different. I like to regard it as the result of a slight misunderstanding. If some Germans are anti-Semitically inclined, it is because they don't know the sterling qualities of the Jews. They have to be told, that's all. A little enlightenment, judiciously applied, and anti-Semitism will simply vanish.
Herr Doctor, if a man has a piece of something in his eye, he does not want to know whether it's a piece of mud or a piece of gold. He wants to get it out.
You are a very young man, Herr Weizmann, so you can be forgiven. When you've lived in Germany a little longer, you will understand things better. Come in.
Bitte, Doctor. Du hast den Zeit zu schreiben, weil es von der Wehrern zu school.
Gut, und ihr könnt ihm eure Arbeiten zeigen.
Jawohl, Herr Doctor.
Very well, Herr Weizmann. You may go with these boys. They'll show you around.
Thank you.
After you, please, sir.
And don't worry, Herr Weizmann. You will soon be seeing things the German way.
Herr Doctor.
A Russian Jew.